is the Tom Likas Show.
About a recipe for pancakes.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
You like pancakes? Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com on podcast. It's available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And I have to do a little stage direction on the show. I think we were adjusting Adam Sachs's mic, and my headphones got turned up. Okay. Jerry Williams, who I used to work with in Boston, he had to have the headphones turned up like that. The real Bob Steele, they actually had to engineer a specific headphone for him. Do you know about this? The real Don Steele was one of the boss jocks of the 60s at 93 KHJ here in Los Angeles. And the real Don Steele was so deaf from years of wearing headphones, they had to put a special amplifier in. They had to, like, create a headphone with an amplifier inside the headphone. And RKO Radio had these amazing engineers. They were known for it. And so he had headphones that would literally, like, blow everybody in the room away. If he took them off his head, you'd suddenly hear it sounded like stadium speakers. Loud, loud, loud.
All right, am I on this mic?
Were you not on another mic?
I don't know. You said you had to turn it up or something.
No. We're talking about headphones.
Oh, I hear you there, too.
My headphones were blasting.
All right, so we don't want to deafen you, Tom.
No. No, I mean, I've been wearing headphones. That's a problem enough over the years, but if I wear headphones at that volume, I'm going to be the real Don Steele.
Hey. So, Tom, you know that women initiate most divorces.
Well, yes, I do know that.
80 to 90%.
And isn't this the big week for your business?
Well, I was just going to explain what's going on. It's hard to believe. So, somehow or another, if you can get to Thanksgiving, somehow there's a lull. You got to figure that a woman figures, okay, we're going to have the turkey, and then, you know, the weeks till Christmas and the holiday season. And by the time that's gone, and then New Year's resolutions are being typed up. And the number one resolution is, get rid of that son of a bitch. I can't stand another minute.
By the way, I think we have all sat through a holiday season and put off a breakup.
The inevitable.
Yes.
So
I told the story of how I, you know, just as if I was telegraphing my intentions, I gave her the pink iPod. Was the iPod,
the Shuffle.
The Shuffle. Pink iPod Shuffle. Which is smaller than a Zippo lighter.
Yeah, $69.99.
This little thing.
It comes in five colors. Blue, white, pink, yellow, and green.
Right. And so I gave her that for Christmas. That was her Christmas gift, which was, it's kind of like giving someone the Egg McMuffin at the end of the Hail Mary. You know, I'm letting you know what my intentions are, so you know.
I was thinking when you take the woman to the restaurant with the fluorescent lighting, taco.
By the way, Amir's falafel.
Falafel gadol, right?
It's Amir's falafel over on Ventura Boulevard, which is still there, by the way, and I've been there recently.
Great place.
It is a fabulous place, and if you like Mediterranean food, I highly recommend Amir's Falafel. It is probably, in my opinion, Southern California, the best Mediterranean food you will ever taste. By the same token, it is the least romantic spot you could take somebody. If you ever wanted to take a woman to lunch and tell her how little you feel about her, you take her here. Now, the food is great. But, you know, women are expecting to go to brunch or they're expecting to go to dinner. You take them to Amir's, where for like $5, you've got this chock full falafel. They do it the way you want it. I like mine with grilled onions in there, which is technically not a falafel sandwich, but they do it. They put grilled onions in there. They have tahini and they have hummus, and it's just fabulous. But it's got that headache-inducing fluorescent lighting and these tables that are designed that like 30 minutes and you can't take it anymore. You have to get up and leave.
Well, there it is.
And then, by the way, don't laugh. There are restaurants. Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, when they used to have coffee shops in New York City, they literally used to have plastic seats that were designed to cause lower back pain within 30 minutes. so they could turn over the crowd in there.
I remember reading, you're talking about broadcasting, didn't Johnny Carson, I think he had uncomfortable seats for the guests.
I didn't know about that.
They wouldn't, like, get too deep into the chair, you know?
That's a good idea. But I got to tell you, you know, you don't want to make things comfortable for chicks. If you're planning on getting rid of them, you give them a shitty present, or you take them to a lousy, badly lit restaurant where it shows every flaw in them, and that's how you let them know you're going. I had that one chick. This was the famous story I talked about. I had that one chick who fell asleep after she was a member of the Hot Tub Club, and she came
right.
over at 1:30 a.m. She fell asleep.
Snoring.
I went to the bathroom to towel off, and when I came out, she was literally face down in my bed, and I could not move her. So the next morning, I woke up, and her voice, and you just suddenly hear her saying, "You never take me to brunch. Let's go to brunch." And so I did what I had to do. Now, I got in my car in Laurel Canyon on Lookout Mountain Avenue. I drove her from the place on Lookout Mountain Avenue. I drove her over to Laurel Canyon Boulevard, over the hill, past Mulholland, down into the valley. I turned right on Ventura Boulevard, a few blocks, and there at the corner of Tahunga and Ventura Boulevard is Amir's Falafel. And it killed two birds with one stone. One is, they have the best Mediterranean food in Southern California, and I love eating there. And two is, it is the last place you'd take a chick if you wanted to propose to her or you were in love with her, because she would immediately fall out of love with you because of the headache-inducing, flaw-revealing fluorescent lighting and the little tiny cramped chairs and tables where you sit. Clearly not in a romantic restaurant by any stretch. So I got to eat falafel while she's saying, "Well, I thought we were going to go out to the Lowe's out in Santa Monica. What are we doing here?" You know, it's like, you
know. Well, I have to say,
get the clue, sister.
I have to say that women are much worse off for getting divorced, Tom. Seriously. I know there's a world of, like, you know, guys that are bad news or drug addicts, and we know how women love the crazy ones especially. But when you talk about this thing, this creeping dissatisfaction, and particularly over the holidays, and I think there's a lot of that. They say it's a big time for depression and so forth because people are watching these movies and, you know, on TV, and we're supposed to be happy with our families. And it's actually right. A lot of stress for most people.
It's A Wonderful Life.
Well, it's a great movie, of course.
George Bailey.
What ends up happening is that when January rolls around, then all of a sudden we start getting the calls. And this is all about filing for divorces. And this is the big month. I mean, one of the biggest months. And you see how there's some pretensions or whatever. Gary was talking about Tori Spelling, how she has some kind of arrangement with her husband that they'll never get divorced no matter what or whatever. And, you know, there's just no permanence today. You know, when I talk to a woman, tells me, you know, I want a relationship like my grandparents. They were married for 62 years or whatever. I know your parents were married for a very long time, almost like 40-something years. I just don't think that that is what goes on in the modern world anymore. It just doesn't lend itself to that.
Right. I mean, if your parents have been married 62 years, you know, that just means they were married in 1952, back when Ozzie and Harriet was on, and I Love Lucy, and that's the way America was in 1952, but it's not like that now.
Grandma didn't have 10 email addresses.
Grandma did not have a Facebook page, which was posing in her bikini. Grandma did not have Snapchat. Grandma did not have 6 different Google voice numbers. Grandma did not have a job. She was home waxing the floor all the time.
I think people fooled around then too. I have to admit.
No, they did, but I think women had less opportunities. It was difficult because women got married in their early 20s and they had kids and they stayed married and they stayed home.
But even so, I don't know about opportunities. I think you're right. I think that they were less inclined to express their dissatisfaction in the same way.
Well, I've watched Mad Men. I'm kind of up on history. I've seen the guys all stayed in Manhattan and fucked around, and the women all lived in Connecticut. That's what happened.
The thing is that
it's like a documentary.
If you look at the early feminist writings, like Betty Friedan and that sort of thing, women were very unhappy in those days, and they were very dissatisfied, supposedly. And that's where the feminist movement came from. But I think a woman today is much more inclined to go to her mother and complain about her husband. And let's say in the 50s, the mother would have said to her, "Go back with him and work it out."
Right.
Whereas today the mother would say, well, fuck that. I'll loan you $5,000, get a divorce.
Right.
What I find, which is fascinating, I think, is that after the divorce, and as we said, most are initiated by women, I think women are much worse off. They end up impoverished. They end up being single mothers, which is a shitty thing to be. Now, we've always talked about not dating single mothers, and, you know, that's a very basic tenet of 101 Likas, of course, and we know that that's correct. But if you really look at it, Tom, being a single mother is a really screwed up thing to be. It's very, very difficult. I deal with them all the time. They're overworked, they're exhausted, and that's one of the reasons you don't want to date them, because they, like, don't have time to have fun and go out and whatever, because they're dealing with kids. And, you know, maybe the reason nature made it to be two parents is because you really need two people, you know, fully participating. And you see on our favorite show, Maury, which I was watching over the vacation.
How great is that?
It's you the are best. Not.
And these they show these, you know, stereotypic stupid teenage girl, or this girl in her, like, early 20s, and she's telling Maury, I'm going to have a baby, it's going to be so great, or whatever. And then they follow up a year later, and they show these women, they look stressed out, they got bags under their eyes, you know? And then they're screaming at the guy, it's really hard, you know, he doesn't buy diapers, you know?
Right.
What's it about the diapers,
he hasn't
man?
Bought me diapers. He hasn't bought me Pampers, Maury.
What?
Every one of them says
why
something.
Is that? I was trying to figure out what that was about.
I don't know. I guess that's the thing they buy the most often, and therefore they need the most money to buy. I'm just guessing.
Really expensive or something, but it's funny how the one thing they always zero in on is the son of a bitch won't buy me diapers, you know?
Right.
I think he's screwing you over in 100 different ways, sweetie. But,
you are the father.
That's even worse. Uh-oh. There you go. That's the bad win on Let's Make a Deal, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, Tom, that in the context of what ends up happening is women initiate these divorces and they push for them, and especially you see these bursts, and then it ends up being, like I said, really disastrous for them, surprisingly so. I had the funniest thing, Tom. I was in the middle of this case, and it was really nasty. It was really scary. They were really going wrong. And we had a lunch break, and my client comes back from lunch, and he's all smiles, and everything's okay. We're going to work everything out now.
Oh, boy.
It turns out that the wife took him to the bathroom and blew him.
Now, that's the kind of story I don't hear about on People's Court.
Oh, no. That's an inside track, man.
Never heard about that on Oprah when she was on.
Oh, no. I got to tell you, Tom, it's amazing. I mean, I think if women would get a little more proficient and willing to do oral sex, the whole world would be a lot different.
Yes.
I think people would be a lot happier.
I absolutely believe that's true.
There's a saying, apparently, it's a blowjob a day keeps the divorce lawyer away.
Yes.
So.
Feed me, fuck me, fillet me.
Yeah, well, that's another one.
The three F's.
That's yours, man. Well, we got to do, Tom, someday. I know we got, like, this whole network set up, but we got to make a show for women, I think, because they don't realize the consequences of what they do. And ultimately, as much as they're trying to extract money from men, and I deal with these cases for, you know, especially child support, if you look at these girls on Maury, when it's all said and done, and they do fuck the guys, and, you know, they take them to court and everything, but in the end, they get a check for, what, $800? I mean, they're going to end up really poor. It's really sad.
Right.
It's like the least desirable situation. And when you look at a couple, even if they don't make a fortune, even if they're, like, you know, blue-collar types or whatever, you know, his salary plus her salary could be very significant.
Right.
If he's making 50 and she's making 40, they're making, like, almost 100,000. But when they split up, everything's twice as expensive. They have two households to maintain. They have to buy two of everything, right? And they have half of each of what they both shared.
Right.
So even if the husband's writing you a check every month for a couple hundred bucks in child support, you're still going to be living in a shitty apartment,
right,
raising kids by yourself.
Exactly.
And
right.
By the way, they show that it's the worst outcome for all children is with a single mother. Boys and girls, most likely to get in trouble, to get early pregnancy, all this other stuff. It's stupid.
Well, the latest thing I read, this was an interesting statistic that just came out, we posted it, was that now they find that men who grew up being raised by single mothers have declining income.
Yeah.
And it's a fact. I mean, they
and so women don't want to marry those guys. That's what they were talking about.
Right.
With the declining income, these guys are considered undesirable by women who all want millionaires, right? So then those guys get an even bigger decline. It's a joke.
Right.
So, I mean, you think about the reality of what you're doing, you know, you have to really think a little more carefully. And women go into divorce very happily, very gleefully. I'm often surprised by it. They say, oh, this is a new beginning for me. It's going to be so fantastic. I can't wait to see all the fascinating available single men out there. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And is she back? Is she back in the gym now?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. That's a fascinating thing, and you always talked about that too, which is that she wouldn't do it for her husband. Right?
Right.
And as soon as she's single, and as soon as she gets her own place or whatever, she starts putting on makeup, dressing better, going to the gym and getting her body all set up for the next sucker.
Right.
But if she had done that with her husband, she might have saved her damn marriage.
But they don't want to save the marriage. They want to have a wedding. They want to have a baby shower. They want to be the center of attention.
Yeah, but a wedding but not a marriage, and a baby shower but not a baby.
Right.
What a joke.
I know.
So anyway.
Oh, boy. So, now...
This woman giving the blowjob at the courthouse, okay? That was really special for me.
I'm sure it was.
I have to say, whatever it was, Tom, if she had done that a few months earlier, you know, she could have saved her whole damn marriage.
Now, does your phone literally start ringing, like last Thursday morning was the 2nd of January? Does it start right away, or does it take a couple of days?
It's different. You can see that there's sort of like this lull around the holidays, and then it sort of like kind of picks up. The holiday going into Christmas is a lot of stuff for, like, family lawyers of women that aren't cooperating with the visitation.
Right.
They're not going to let the dad have the kid on Christmas Eve or whatever. So we deal with a lot of that. But then when January rolls around, it starts being, you know, divorces. I got to file. I can't take it anymore. Blah, blah, blah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Of course, he's with us every week at this time. It's divorce attorney Adam Sachs, and he is here to answer your questions about divorce, about vaginamony, about child support, child custody, prenups, postnups, and I'm sure we'll get a restraining order or two before the end of the hour. Here's our telephone number. You can get with us at 901-3000-TOM. We're waiting for you right now, 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number, 901-3000-866.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank, 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca Restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 listener, Antonio Atoche, and his brothers. And they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous pollo a la brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this. The soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca on West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, right on the 91 at where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. Just listen to when Bar Rescue's John Taffer called in.
Maybe we just established one ground rule, and that is you don't yell at us. Because, you know, people have told us we're stupid and we're doing the wrong thing for our whole lives.
Yeah, and to be yelled at, I think, would really drive us into the dirt.
So is that cool?
If you ask one more time, guys, I'm going to start yelling. That's where
the... Guts. Glory. Stupidity.
When you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror, I want you to see a thief.
The Gary and Dino Show.
I want you to know.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
I've been saying that to him for years.
That's my biggest
John.
Nightmare.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Hammer time!
Divorce attorney Adam Sachs, and your calls at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. You know, we don't get a lot of women calling in. Mostly it's guys, because they know that Adam is the 101 follower, a disciple, and he understands all about 101, but we actually have a female caller. It's Jen in Rancho Cucamonga. Jeff, you're on the Tom. I'm sorry, Jen, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Is this the professor?
This is the professor. Yes.
Hey, Jen.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear from you after all these years. And hi, Adam.
What's going on?
I had a question. I actually have a pending divorce coming up, and I have a visitation hearing next week.
Oh dear.
I went to mediation last month. And I got my mediator's report back, and I wanted to know how much weight it's going to have in the actual hearing. I live in San Bernardino County.
It has a lot of weight.
Okay.
I know you're in probably in Rancho Cucamonga Courthouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know it very well.
Okay.
There are different courts, and they do things differently. In San Bernardino, they go to this process of mediation. And I have been astounded how slavishly the judge will follow what the mediator said. So the report is critical. So is it favorable to you?
Well, no. Here, the issue is I have an eight-month-year-old, and I'm still breastfeeding. And pretty much his father, I think he was about 4.5, 5 months, he just walked out and said he was done. So now since we've been separated, he was demanding 3 overnight visits because I think he's trying to get it as close to 50 as possible.
Right.
And I refused the overnights because it's an infant. Well, basically the mediator agreed that he should at least have 1 overnight. And then when the baby turns 1, he should have 2.
Right.
But he's never been the primary caretaker, and he's been gone since 5 months.
Yeah. What ends up happening is that when a parent gets re-involved, they usually try to forgive them for the past. So I've had examples. I mean, yours is a little different, obviously, with the breastfeeding issue and all. I've had examples where, for example, the father had not seen the child for years. So the kid was born, the father blew off the mother, and now the kid's 3 or 4 years old and the father wants to see the kid. So the mother's pissed off. And she's like, oh, he abandoned the child, he doesn't want to see the child doesn't even know the guy. The courts will still try to get the father reintegrated. So the fact that he wasn't very helpful for you for a couple of months or whatever, and now he's getting back, that's probably not going to be held against him. You have to be very careful. If you get really possessive of your child and you try to make it really difficult for the father to see the child, that can really, really work against you, and they can turn it around and take the child away from you. What's nice nowadays is they have these breast pumps and so forth, so
mm-hmm.
You can store the breast milk. He can use a bottle or whatever, but you've got to try to find a way, whatever it is, to co-parent with him. You know, you made a very big decision, and Tom teases about this. He tells us guys that we should get a surrogate, and as a woman, you could have gotten, you know, a sperm donor or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't. I mean, you know, you did it the natural way, and that's okay. I understand. That makes sense to me. But at the same time, for better or for worse, you now have this guy in the kid's life. The other thing you have to recognize, and this is something that's going to be more and more as the child gets older, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but it doesn't really matter. The child wants to know their father also. It's very, very natural. It's very, very deeply imprinted in the person's DNA. And I've had cases where the woman tells me, you know, I'm going to be the mother and the father. I don't need the father. Child doesn't need the father. And it's not true. The child gets a few years older and says, where's my daddy? I want to know my daddy. And so, you know, even if you have animosity towards him or whatever, you've got to let that, you know, kind of go aside now and do what's, you know, in the best interest of your child.
Okay. And so what you're saying is you think that the one night a week is reasonable, because my concern is he doesn't have his own place.
Yeah.
The baby doesn't have a room. He doesn't have a crib. He lives with eight other people.
Well, that's
so
crazy. Well, that, you know, that's
so
that's the kind of reason you need a lawyer, okay? It sounds to me like you're going and doing this by yourself or whatever.
Oh, no, I have a lawyer.
Oh, you do? Oh, great.
Yeah, but I was alone at the mediation, and then I was told I couldn't talk about anything financial because he hasn't helped. And so I was told that you can't talk about financial, and I couldn't talk about
those are separate issues, and harassment is a separate issue. At mediation, you would be talking about, you know, trying to make a custody plan. Look, you have to have, I mean, I didn't realize you had a lawyer, but that's good. You have to discuss what you're discussing with me with your lawyer, and you have to say, look, you know, in the context especially of him, for example, not having a proper room for the child, not having a stable residence, you say he lives with eight people or whatever. I mean, if that's dangerous or unhealthy or, you know, disruptive to the child, that's very important.
Can I ask a question here, Jen? Why did you get with such an irresponsible guy?
Oh, Tom, please.
I have to ask. Look, I've copped on every one of mine. Why it was my fault, what I did, I take ownership. That's why you rarely hear me beating the crap out of my ex-wives. And I'm the one who gave the
key to
the front
door. Very generous
with
your ex-wives.
I'm not trying to be generous. I'm just saying, who gave them the key to the front door? I did that. Who brought them into my life? I did that.
All right, so Jen, what Tom means to say, I'm gonna help you here, okay? I would say it this way. I think that, you know, for a woman, the decision to have a child and who you have that child with is one of the most critical decisions of your life, okay? And so, you know, where did this guy come to you? How did that happen?
You know, the irony of it is he's actually best friends with my cousin, and I dated him 6 years before we even had the child, and we got married after 5 years. The red flag was every time he would get mad, he would walk out. Even when we were living together. So that should have been the red flag.
And what do you mean, walk out for 5 minutes or disappear?
No, he would say, okay, because we were engaged before. We got married maybe a year or two, maybe two years before, and he would start fights, and then he'd say, okay, well, I don't want to be engaged anymore. So there was a period of time where we broke up for a year, and I moved on, and I moved on with my life, and I started dating other people. And then he comes back, and he's like, well, it was a mistake. I want to get married. I want to work it out. We should work this out. And I gave him a chance.
You didn't have to say yes. You could have just said, you know what?
I know.
The way you behaved, why would I want to have a serious relationship with you?
I know. My mom told me the exact same thing.
There you go.
So let me ask you a different question. It's something that I was talking about earlier in this hour. Isn't it difficult to be a single mother?
Yes, very much so. And that's something I never wanted. I finished all my schooling. I have beyond a master's degree. I own my own home. I did not have a baby until past 30. So that, because of that reason, because I had parents that were separated when I was very young, and I never wanted to be a single mother. So,
I think that, you know, it's really something that most women seem to end up. And it's just such a shitty existence. And I remember in my own life seeing my mother, who was a single mother, really suffering and struggling. And if, you know, you're a little more cautious about the relationships and the people that you have children with, you can hopefully avoid it.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, good luck to you anyway.
Look out for those red flags.
Thank you, Adam.
Damn red flags.
Red flag alert.
Absolutely.
Look out for those red flags.
Absolutely.
You know what? If somebody is like that, you know everything you need to know. I you know what? I've had people come to me and say, "Can we do it again? Can we try it again?" You know what? I don't press the rewind button. If I saw the real you when you acted like that, and therefore I am not going to give you another chance. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know, if you already acted like an irresponsible jerk, why would I give you another chance? It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I will never do it again.
Understood. Hopefully.
Promises.
No, I think I learned my lesson.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What's really mysterious, Tom, and, you know, we're just teasing you, Jen. Don't take it personally or anything. But it's really mysterious because I've heard these exact words before. Where you talk to a woman, and she's, you know, Jen's doesn't sound quite that bad, but you talk to a woman who's with someone who's really fucked up, who's horrible, and you say, how did you choose this guy? How did this happen? And 98% of the time they tell me, I don't even know. I can't even explain it. It's like, are you kidding? I mean, think about making a decision that's going to impact the rest of your life, having a child with this person. You're always going to be linked to them. The kid is going to look like that person, for God's sake.
Right.
And he's got this guy. And
how do you look into the eyes of that guy you had to get rid of?
No
for the rest
shit.
Of your life?
And then, by the way, the guilt. The kid's like, why doesn't my daddy love me? How come my daddy doesn't want to play with me, for God's sake?
Right.
Jeez.
Because you're busy trying to keep that irresponsible deadbeat out of your house?
I have gone, you know, I also do, I also do criminal law, Jen, okay? I have gone so many times to jail to visit one of my clients who's, you know, being held. And you're in this waiting room, and you see mothers with children bringing them to meet their father, obviously for the first time, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
And there they are. The father comes, and you know the thing with the glass, and you hold, like, a telephone to talk to the other side? And they're holding the kid up to the glass and seeing the father. And he's wearing the orange jumpsuit and whatnot with the prisoner number on his chest. Are you fucking kidding? What kind of kid is going to be completely screwed up by that for the rest of his life?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, how could you be so stupid? How could you have done that?
Well, by the way, on Maury, speaking of Maury.
Good old Maury.
The other day. Yes. The other day, I don't know if it was a replay or what. There was a woman on the show, and she had a kid, and she had been in a relationship. And then the guy went to jail.
Great.
All right. So anyway, she became pregnant while he's in jail.
Oh, great. But,
or maybe not. Maybe it was right before he went in, maybe not. Thing is, he gets out of jail and they're back together and the guy's saying, that's not my kid. Now, here's my question. If he's in jail, why did you take him back? Why are you on Maury determining who the father is?
God.
You don't want that guy back. He was in jail.
And by the way, Tom, this is 99% that he comes out of jail with HIV.
Right.
So that's an extra special present to you once he gets back with you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, if they are irresponsible jerks or they act like children, isn't it time to say goodbye forever? This idea of giving people one more chance. You know what? I have a zero tolerance policy. If you fuck with me one time, we're done. We're done. We're done. We're done.
One of the things we talk about, Tom, and this is something that, you know, men and women are very different on. Jen, you can fill me in on this, okay?
Okay.
This is what we call your number, okay? Which is how many people you've had sex with, okay?
Is that like your sleep number?
Exactly like those sleep beds. I love that. What's that called?
The sleep number?
No, the sleep number, right.
Yeah, by the way, if you want to know how many women, how many men a woman has slept with, ask her how many she slept with and multiply it by two.
Yeah.
And that's the number.
I thought you add a zero at the end.
Well, it depends on what city you live in.
I thought if it's a man, you take off a zero, and if it's a woman, you add a zero.
No. With a woman, you multiply by two.
All right. Well, somehow or another, a woman, I think, feels very touchy about how many guys she's been with. And somehow, Tom...
Because nobody wants to buy used merchandise.
No, but I don't even mean that. You know, if she's already been with 10 or 12 or whatever, she doesn't want any more. And that thing, that threshold of having a sex with a new man is somehow a big deal for a woman sometimes. So somehow, hitting the rewind... And going into the recycle bin and getting a guy out.
Oh, you haven't added another number to
you
the
haven't
list.
It's not a joke. Jen, am I right?
Yeah, there's some truth to
Did
that.
Did you get that, Tom?
Really?
And especially because, like, in my situation, we were already engaged. So it's like,
See?
You know, you want to put more time into another engagement.
Well, by the way, that's great.
Look at the attitude here, Adam. Look at the attitude. Like, well, I already put so much work
into
it.
Well, Tom, that's right out of Maury.
Why would I want to start on a new one? I have to go to the first date. I have to go to the movies. I have to go to dinner. I have to tell all about myself again. Why not just go back to somebody who already knows me? Even though I know they're a dick, at least I know. What I'm getting.
Tom, they say it. They actually say it on Maury. The girls say, I put 6 years into this relationship.
Right.
I invested 6 months in you.
But that's
six
that's
years
like
in
I
you.
Talk to people who watch stock in pets.com. They, you know, and they bought it at $120. Now it's down to $1.50. I say, why don't you sell that stock? Well, I've owned it now for 3 years. I figure it's got to come back one of these days.
Yeah.
You know, you already know pets.com where that was going back when that was a stock.
Yeah. I think it went all the way down to zero.
Yes.
Yeah,
and e-toys, a bunch.
You have to be strong.
You have to be strong, and you have to say no.
Yeah, and I think that was the thing. I should have just, you know, I was already dating other people. I was traveling. I was having a good time. I should have just been strong and told him.
No, but somehow, right, going back to him was, in a sense, easier than finding someone completely unknown.
But what I'm hearing here also is that she felt sorry for him.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, like, maybe there was a miscommunication, or maybe there was something that...
Maybe when he left, he actually hadn't left. He was behind the closet door or something.
He called you a bitch. You didn't mean it. He said, fuck you. He was just joking.
He disappeared. Yeah. He forgot his own home address. He didn't know how to come back home. He was trying.
Full ownership, yes.
Yeah, yeah. He went on the bender. He was just experimenting.
I love the ones on Maury, and you get one of these about once a month, who went out for cigarettes and never came back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they came back 5 days later.
Isn't that Springsteen song or whatever? I took a wrong turn and I never came back.
Right.
I love that.
It's a lot of those.
All right.
Gotta love that, Maury. All right, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you so much. Oh, I appreciate the call.
Tom, a lot of truth in that call, Tom.
Now, earlier this hour, we were talking with Jen about mediation. And I want to talk about mediation with you because I had a friend ask me recently about mediation. The question was, why should I spend all this money on an attorney when we can hire a mediator and pay a lot less?
Oh, dear.
You and I have never had this conversation. All right.
Well, Jen's talking about something else.
Understood.
Okay.
But I want to talk about
when
people use a mediator in place of a divorce attorney.
Of course, of course. And that's true also in regular civil cases, okay?
Right.
I actually am a mediator. I got a certificate from Pepperdine Law School in mediation. And the idea of mediation is that the two parties sit with this person who facilitates them making an agreement. Now, it's not arbitration. When you do arbitration, like with the unions, they go into binding arbitration, the arbitrator actually makes a decision. And it's binding on the parties, even if they don't like it, or one of them doesn't like it. Mediation is this facilitating. Now, what Jen was talking about in San Bernardino and a lot of the other places is that when you're doing a regular case and they are fighting over custody, they want you to go talk to a mediator. And that's what she did. And the mediator makes recommendations, which the judge takes very seriously.
Right.
But what you're talking about is this new kind of thing where people are going to go to like a facilitator or a mediator, as you said, not hire lawyers. And they're going to work everything out and then just sort of enter the papers.
I call them appeasers.
Well, let me just tell you, I've had a number of cases, even recently, of guys that were fucking around in mediation like you're talking about without lawyers for 10 years, Tom.
Right.
Okay? And I'm sorry to say that, unfortunately, a lot of people, especially women, are never going to finish up if you don't twist their arm. And the reality of court, and when you do it with lawyers, is there are court dates, it's structured, it has to finish. And it finishes. What ends up happening with mediators, because there's no pressure, because the mediator is a facilitator and doesn't have the authority like an arbitrator to make a conclusion, is you keep talking and talking and fucking talking. And you never get anywhere. And I don't think you end up divorced.
Right. You continue mediating or being mediated.
I thought that one of the theories in divorce is that you married the wrong person, someone not very good for you, right? And you have certain things, like let's say this person is a very neat person and you're a slob. This person likes staying home and you like going out. Okay, fine. So you're fundamentally incompatible, okay? You get a divorce and you're supposed to move on with your life and you're supposed to find someone who's more compatible for you. And your second marriage will be much happier because you'll find someone closer to what you needed rather than your first marriage.
Right.
What ends up happening is that there's a lot of people, what's called a flame out, which don't really ever want to finish up. And they never really finish their marriage. They don't really want to be divorced. I've had clients that are very strange towards me, and I find them really frustrating, and I realize they don't even want to be divorced. I'm trying to move it along, and I'm starting to piss them off.
Yeah.
They want to wallow in it, especially women are this way.
And by the way, in so many ways, I've had more than one woman who moves out but leaves a number of items behind.
Oh, Tom, you got to be kidding. Of course.
Then I'll send for that stuff, or I'll come over and pick up the rest.
Another excuse to show up and talk to you and start some shit.
They show up, they go, oh, there's that one T-shirt. I want to come get that.
If you have a woman that you made the special meatballs, and then she tells you owe me money, and that old bullshit, right?
Yes.
There's always got to be this hook that sort of keeps the ball rolling so we can get in one more big fight.
That's right.
And if you really think about it, this guy that I mentioned that got the blowjob at the courthouse.
Right.
He really should have swatted her away.
Right?
Should have said, look, what the fuck are you doing? I'm not doing this with you. We're getting a divorce.
Yep. Some guys think any blowjob's a good blowjob, like cold pizza.
Not from your fucking ex-wife, dude.
No.
You're opening up a can of worms on both sides.
Well, I always say, I do not press the rewind button, and I mean it.
Well, you're very mature, Tom. It's unusual.
You'll never see me show up with somebody from the past.
But, by the way, you learned that from the meatball girl, though, right? You weren't always this way.
No. I wasn't, but I learned a lot of things by making these mistakes. I mean, are you kidding? My first wife and I, and we split up not because of anger, not because we had a very simple $350 divorce.
That was over her wanting a baby and changing her mind.
Right. But one night she invited me over to her house, and I came over, and she wanted to have sex with me. And I was a lot younger back then, and I didn't know as much as I know now, and so there we were. We were kind of sitting around like it was a date. And finally, I just laughed out loud hysterically. I said, I can't do this. I can't do it. The world has changed.
What do you think, a man who said no to pussy, Tom?
Again, no man says no to new pussy. Saying no to pussy you've already enjoyed, that's a lot easier to do. If you think about it. Mm-hmm. Some guys don't say no to any pussy.
Well, yeah, I think that would be a big step for most guys if they could learn that at a young age. That it's not always a good idea.
Right.
And that maybe you shouldn't just automatically jump in.
I've already ridden that roller coaster. You don't want to try another roller coaster.
Think about this thing where you divorce this woman. You see her, whatever, a year later, right? And she wants to fuck, okay? And you do, let's say. I know you didn't, but let's say you did.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get her pregnant. Do you know how many people have gotten back into fucked up relationships under those circumstances?
I'm sure.
And that, if you think about that, that's the stupidest thing you could possibly
usually
do.
Usually, I think it's because the woman, wishes she'd gotten more in the divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Or felt like she got fucked, or felt like she got nothing.
Didn't you have a woman that was saying something like, if we had the kid, we'd have a 12-year-old now.
We were not married.
I'd have something to remember you by.
That was a chick who was a listener.
Yeah, but think about it.
Back in the day when I worked at KFI.
Now, I'm not accusing your ex-wife of this, but think about the possibility of coming back with a chick that you broke up with because you can't fucking get along.
Right.
And now you get her pregnant. Now she gets her souvenir.
Right. Exactly right. And, by the way, what women want more than kids, way more than kids, is the ability to taunt and torture
Absolutely.
You for the rest of your life. And you have to wonder, in this world, how many kids were born just to spite men.
Tom, I've got a case now, and I put this up on my Facebook. I got this woman, who I represented the guy, of course. Anyway, he got her pregnant, and she was about 4 months pregnant. And she was writing him these disgusting things. I hate you, fuck you, I hope you die, you're the biggest pig, okay? And she was going to carry that before the baby was even born and then be able to taunt him and torture him for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of her fucking life goals.
Right.
She ended up having a miscarriage. He couldn't believe it.
Couldn't believe his good luck?
Yeah, he was celebrating.
Isn't that
sad? How bizarre.
Well, sad for her, I guess.
Sad for the whole fucked up situation.
Right, it's a fucked up situation. You have to wonder, though, how many guys got in that situation, if there was a stillbirth, if there was a miscarriage.
No, but think about a woman approaching
parties?
It so gleefully and being so happy
right.
that she has this guy that she can torment and insult for the rest of her life.
Right.
And you had to see how she had taken it up immediately, not even before the child was even in the world. She was already writing him this horrible shit. You're an asshole. You're the lowest. You're a fucking jerk. Blah, 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 blah. It's amazing that a woman would want to be able to do that.
Yeah.
What's the use of that?
I know.
Gross.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Attorney Adam Sachs. He's here talking about family law. Your questions, free legal advice is here for you if you call this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. 901-3000-866.
Radio would never, ever let us do this. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Coslo Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Coslo. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Coslo got the job done quick, easy. total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlo. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CostloInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlo.com today. Costlo, C-O-S-T-L-O.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug.
They pee on your fucking rug.
Pee on my fucking rug.
Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like tune in.
They peed on your fucking rug.
No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug. New normal rock.
Devin Bronson has dropped in here to the studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been on the road. Tell us about some of the acts you work with.
Well, I've been touring extensively for the last 10 years. I just got back from a tour with Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. I've worked with Avril Lavigne, pretty much anybody in the pop music business, so it's been a blast.
Now, people have seen your name on our Twitter feed, and they've seen you around. You are the man behind the Black Box. What is the Black Box?
The Black Box was an idea I had. I remember being on tour with David Cook from American Idol, and I was looking for something to listen to music backstage at a show, that kick butt that was loud, and I couldn't find it. So a mutual friend who's in the audio industry, we started talking about it, and this did not exist. A rock and roll kind of themed audio brand that was loud, kicked your ass, sounded great, played music the way you wanted it to sound.
It's got this great bass quality to it. It sounds like speakers in a concert.
That was our goal, and we offer 12-volt as well with it, so you can plug it into your car, take it to the beach, anything you want to do with it. But the goal was not to sacrifice any volume, any sound, any quality, and make something that just kicked ass.
It's the Black Box. You go to bnaudio.com, put in the promo code Tom. You're going to love the Black Box.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. We do this every Tuesday with attorney Adam Sachs. Next week he'll return with criminal law. I'm sure we had a few DUIs over the holidays, and we'll be talking about that coming up 1 week from right now. Meantime, Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you so we don't run out of time here.
All right, first of all, Tom, I have to give you a Christmas present.
Oh?
Here. Brass knuckles.
Oh! Look at that. Are these even legal to own? Look at that.
Take it out. Yeah. Take it out. It's okay.
Oh, my God almighty.
So this is a joke between Tom and I, and I tried to get these before Christmas, but we had the 2 weeks off, so I got sidetracked.
Love these.
There was someone that was talking about them on the show, as I recall.
Yes.
So right now, Tom's got them on his right hand.
Nice.
Going to give him the little Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. A little Brooklyn salute. Bam.
Anyway, you know, it's oddly enough, Tom, very easy to buy. I thought they were
illegal to own.
Yes, I thought so too. You were the one who pointed it out to me on Amazon, and the new normal got the 9% or whatever. So
nice. Very nice.
Anyway.
There you go. And these were great.
In case anyone pisses us off. Didn't you have strange people showing up here or something like that?
Oh, so
we got to be ready.
We had a couple.
Anyway,
most people have respect and don't come here.
Well, now they're definitely going to have respect.
That's right, because I got the brass knuckles now.
I mean, we got the Louisville Slugger with Dino, right?
That's so right.
Good.
Exactly.
All right, we're well protected. So if anyone gets in trouble, you need to talk to me. Whatever's going on next week, we're going to discuss. We saved this. This is going to be Tom's little ticket situation. We're saving that for criminal law.
Yes.
Be sure to tune in next week. We're going to tell the whole story.
Oh my God!
And in the meantime,
there is a story.
A lovely story. Save Tom thousands of dollars.
Well, on top of that, I mean, it was gonna go on forever.
Anyway, so everybody, give me a call. I answer my own phone. Everyone's still shocked, by the way, Tom. You can reach me at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. And you can also write me, adam@adamlawyer.com, and check my website. AdamLawyer.com.
Fabulous. All right. Adam, we'll see you again next Tuesday, a bonus hour. And we're looking forward to it. Again, Adam's website is AdamLawyer.com. And Adam Sachs always here with free legal advice for you every Tuesday beginning at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tom Likas, the Internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine out of the UK. A man sentenced after trying to have sex with a drinks cart on a plane. Actually, it's a train. My bad. It was a train. Dude tried to fuck the cart.
Yeah.
They were rolling down the aisle.
It was a buffet cart, so it was important to him.
It was.
They had a special relationship.
Our friend Andrew Davidson apparently was heard yelling, "I want to kiss you, I want to fuck you," as he was attempting to fuck the cart. His behavior apparently was so distressing to the crew members that they ran off the train at the next stop.
By the way, before he... This is in the paper. This is according to the story here. Before he did this whole thing, he put his hands on a female passenger and also attempted to kiss a member of the staff. So he was on fire.
Well, yeah, but what it really comes down to is that the cart was what gave him pleasure. Delicious.
It's all cruising down the... it's called ScotRail, and it's the service between Aberdeen and Glasgow. Mm. I'm assuming Glasgow, Scotland. So he had a number of hours to himself. Yeah.
Well, they said that he was on a legal high plus some booze. I don't know what that means. I'm assuming that he had some good medication or something.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Legal high.
Must be some good stuff. Share that stuff with me. I'm in. What are we doing?
He banged a cart.
Yeah. Attention all you jackasses with the axe spray and everything.
Yay.
A new study shows that most men and women feel that you dudes are just overspraying yourselves. Just stop it. It's so stupid. Right?
I guess.
It's all the fault of axe. You know? They give you the impression in these commercials that you're supposed to douse yourself in this shit. And as it turns out, it just bothers everybody.
It does.
You're a dude. You don't need to be spraying yourself. Right? With perfume. If you are doing that, take a fucking shower. You turn out much better than dousing yourself in that bullshit.
There's a scene in the Adam Sandler's movie called That's My Boy where the guy says to stop spraying himself with Axe. You smell like a douche. It's about right.
That's pretty much it. New study shows that more than one in five middle school-aged children with behavioral or emotional problems has recently engaged in sexting. Sexting. Huh. They tie that sort of behavior in with sexting.
Sexting.
Sexting. You're a little whore.
Yes. If you're sexting, you're a little hoe.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah. In Israel, they've banned posting nude photos or sex films online if you don't have 100% consent from the person in the video.
Well, they're just they're jumping in and getting at a point where we should be because right. Everybody's saying, "Oh, well, you know, I didn't have my permission or what." Somebody has to give their consent in order for this stuff to come up. Our friends in Israel are just saying, "Listen, everybody's got to be in, or it's not coming up."
Yeah, you have to have something called full and free consent from the subjects of either the photos or the films. So don't be fucking around in Israel, people.
Right. You end up in an Israeli jail, and this ain't no fun.
Exactly.
Guarantee that.
You called it yesterday, Jenna Jameson, all over this Tito Ortiz situation. Of course, Tito drove into a divider on the freeway here in Los Angeles under the influence of a couple of pops. And, of course, Jenna pointing the finger, saying, "I see, I told you so."
Right.
He's a bad, bad man.
He's a bad dude.
He's a bad man.
Jesus Christ.
Of course
she
was going to do this.
A lot of people think he's a fantastic guy. It's just not true.
Right. And finally, a pick alert for you. Reese Witherspoon, very disconcerting pictures of her coming out of Hawaii in a bathing suit.
Yep. They're not good.
You sent me a GIF that is, I mean, this is revolting what's going on.
It's zooming in on her poons.
It is, with the layer of fat hanging over the bikini.
Yep.
It's not good, dude. Is that what we're dealing with right now?
Our girl is so funny because there she was on that DUI stop of her husband. And getting into the face of the cop, don't you know who I am?
Yes, don't you know my name?
That's not alleged because I saw it on the video, so that shit's real. I looked at it, and now you could see her with the belly fat over top.
Yeah.
It's hanging over top of her vagina.
It's awful.
It's really awful.
Yeah. And by the way, before we go, a vid alert for you as well. If you haven't seen it yet, you really owe it to yourself. Michael Bay melting down on stage at Samsung's press conference yesterday. It was so good, I could watch it a million times and get something more out of it. It is the worst fucking thing ever.
How could he not know what to say?
It's unbelievable.
So he got on stage, he didn't know what to say, and then because the teleprompter wasn't on or wasn't working, then he ran off the stage like a little
prince. Right, well, he ended up jumping ahead, and so the teleprompter fucked up. He left out a whole, like, section, and so he was completely lost in the teleprompter. And the guy on stage with him was winging it, but Michael Bay could not handle it and literally walks off.
It's a testament to...
So good.
It's a testament to every host, every talk show host who has to do that every single day of their lives.
Right.
Have to talk... And talk without it being scripted. This guy couldn't do it for a minute and 47 seconds. A minute and 47 seconds, this bastard.
Right.
Do it.
Well, it's there for your viewing pleasure. The entire world will see it now.
He wrecked it's it so because beautiful. That Samsung or that Vizio thing is ridiculously awesome. The TV he was supposed to be talking about.
He fucked it up. He fucked it up. Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
You better believe it,
okay,
baby.
Be sure to check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Is your small business online? If not, you're probably missing out on potential clients. And that's a problem. Let the guys at Premium Interactive take care of it for you. The same team that produced BlowMeUpTom.com is ready to help you expand your market reach by doing everything from logo and web design to creating effective and efficient online marketing strategies. Check them out at PremiumInteractive.com. They've been promoting large to small businesses online for over a decade, and they're ready to put all of their experience to work for you. Now visit PremiumInteractive.com right now for a special limited time promotion called the Express Website Solution. And it starts at just $699. That's right. For just $699, you can have a complete and professionally designed website. It's PremiumInteractive.com. Just mention the Tom Likas Show and get an extra 20% off. It's time to get your business online. Get started today with PremiumInteractive.com.
This is the new normal.